It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here for Sight Field House for the JV boys competition between the Fort Laramie Redskins and the Fort Recovery Indians. Starting for the Indians tonight, number 3, Kobe Wendell, number 4, Regan Martin, number 10, Ryan Post, number 15, Brian Bennett, number 22, Derek Lockfeld. And for the Fort Laramie, only have 4 because there are other guys now on the roster. Jake Rechterman, Joel Kaiser, Kevin Plyman, and Nolan Burning. And I'm not sure which one I'm missing. Grant Albers, maybe, you know?
I'm not sure what we're looking for.
The other, I'm not sure which one of them are starting JV-wise because it's on their roster. They have different numbers.
Oh, okay. I usually run down and ask them at the scores table. I'll try to do that.
Okay. So we're about to tip here. Regan Martin will go up and tip all the way to Kobe Wendell. Kobe grabbed the ball and take it the Indian way. Kobe Wendell has it, guard heavily, will hand it off to Regan Martin. Regan at top of the key, gives it over the right side, Ryan Post, the corner, Derek Lockfeld. Derek will get back up to Regan Martin. Regan's going to drive, pulled by 8-footer up, no good, rebounded by the Redskins. Number 34, that's the dude we're currently unsure who he is. Gives it over into number 52, Kevin Plyman. Plyman's going to hand it off to number 34. He's going to put up the shot and will be fouled by Brian Benn. So here goes the line, shooting 2. That'll be Brian Benn's first, team's first of the half. So, dude we're currently unsure of, we'll go to the line. First one up is good. And so that gives Fort Laramie their first point of the night. The second one is up. No good. Short rebounded by Regan Martin. Regan's going to take it back their way. Crossing half court. We'll get it over the left side. Derek Lockfeld. Lockfeld's going to drive middle. Dish it back out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe has the ball. Gives up top to Ryan Post. Ryan's going to make a move middle. Dish out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe has it. Top of the key. And we'll get into Brian Benn. And he loses it. Do we have 34? We still don't have 34.
Okay, I'll try to go down and get that one, too.
Okay.
That was the one that she said was probably, might be.
Is more Albers, I'd have to guess. Because that's the other two I've added. So Regan Martin's going to go up. Gives it over to Brian Benn. Back to Derek Lockfeld. Derek will give it to Kobe Wendell. Back over to Derek. Derek is going to give it back out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post is going to fire up a 3. Up no good. Rebounded by Plyman. Plyman is going to fire it up to number 23, Kaiser. Kaiser's going to pump a shot. Up no good. And he'll go line shooting 2. Foul will be on number 3. And Martin, his first, team second of the half. So Kaiser will go to line shooting 2. 1-0 our score here. JV boys competition. Kaiser's first one up is good. Kaiser scored 2-0. Gavin Toby going to check in for Kobe Wendell. So on the floor for the Indians now, Martin, Derek Lockfeld, Ryan Post, Brian Benn, and Gavin Toby. Kaiser's going to get a second one here. Puts up the shot. Up and good. Makes our score 3-0. Redskins. Brian Ben's going to hit it off to Brian Post. Brian Post going to throw it to the corner. Regan Martin. Regan's going to fire up a long three up short and rebound by Lochtfeld. Having trouble with it. Gets it back out to Regan Martin. Stolen away. So they're going to take it their way. Gives up to the corner. Into, nope, kicked away. And it'll stay with the Redskins off the kick ball from Gavin Toby. So Kaiser will inbound it. We'll get it into Kemper. Kemper's going to put up a shot up and good. So that's going to make her score 5-0. Bree Martin has the ball. As it gives over to Toby. Toby has gives over the top of the key, Derek Lochtfeld. And Derek Lochtfeld will hand it off to Regan Martin. Regan's going to drive baseline, dish it back out to Ben. Back out to... And Ryan Post. Ryan Post going to put up a shot, no good. Rebounded by... And nope, it'll go out of bounds. It'll go to the Redskins. So, Redskins will get back into it. Mitch Burning. Burning will walk up for the Redskins. Ian Holman and... Nope, just Ian Holman checked in for the Indians for Derek Lochtfeld to the corner. It gives it into Plyman. Back up top to Kemper. Kemper will find Plyman on a backdoor cut. Up and good. Two-point basket. Plyman makes her score 7-0. Indians are struggling to get a shot off. Ryan Post will bring it up. Guard heavily, gives out to Ian Holman. Ian will hand it off to Toby. Toby making a move middle, gives out to Regan Martin on the right side. He'll drive baseline, dish out to Ian Holman on the left side. Ian's going to put up a long three up, no good. Rebounded by Mitchell Burning. Mitchell will bring it up, gives it to the corner to number 20. He's not even on a roster either. Gives over to number 11, Retterman. Retterman's going to hit. We don't have him either. 23. Yep, but we do. Joel Kaiser. Back to Plyman into number 35. Kemper back out. Up and good. Three-point basket for Kaiser. So it makes her score 10-0. Ryan Post has the ball. Going to go all the way. Gives it two. Nope, it will be a foul on the Redskins. So, number 43. Don't have him. Well, so,
the program says it's Mitchell Burning, but they have Mitchell Burning in the scorebook as number 34. So,
Gavin Toby's going to put a shot up. No good.
Apparently, their roster that they sent over to us is their home numbers and not their visitors' numbers. So, we may have to make up some names. Very sorry about that, but the program is a little different from what reality is.
Mitchell Burning has it, gives up to the corner. Plyman looking around, throws across court to number 23, Kaiser. Kaiser looking around, gives it over to Burning. Into Plyman, he will be fouled.
Ryan Post reached up and knocked it away from the 6'7 guy holding it over his head, but they said he got a little arm, and so Plyman will be taking it out of bounds, 6'7 sophomore.
And he'll throw right out of bounds. So go back to
Kemper, was in the corner and made a little move out toward the top of the key, and Plyman threw it right where Kemper had been. A nice easy lob. But he wasn't there.
And Gavin Toby inbounded to Ryan Post. Losey gives it back to Gavin, so he'll take it across half court, drive middle, pump a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Brian Ben. Brian's going to pump fake, give it right back. Nope, he's going to make a move middle, and he'll get fouled. He'll go line shooting two. So, first chance for the Indians to put a number up on the scoreboard. Brian Bim will go on shoot two.
10-0, less than 5 minutes into the game.
Brian Bim's first one is up and good.
And I was doing some other stuff. I didn't see, or it was some. Has Fort Laramie been pressing pretty much the whole time? That would explain it. We need to do a little better at handling the ball under pressure. So both foul shots are in.
Makes the score 10-2 with about 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Burning has it, gives over to two. We have 23 years old, 11, Jake Ratterman. Ratterman back out to Burning. Burning at the top of the key. Gives over to number 23, Joel Kaiser. Kaiser back to number 43. That's the one we don't have. Back to number 34, Burning. Cross court to number 11, Ratterman. Looking around, gives in two. Back to him, and Retterman's going to fire up a three up. No good. Rebound by Regan Martin. Regan's going to take it up the left side of the court. Stop. And then crosses him over, goes to the middle, and he will travel.
Yep, he did. He did drag that pivot foot, that last foot. So
Russell Gale checking in for Rhyme Post. Is there a new sub in 43? Nope. Oh, man. Burning has it. Up top to number 35, Kemper. Kemper cross court to Burning. Burning will go left baseline. Put up a shot. Up, no good. Rebounded by, nope, it'll be tipped out of bounds. It'll go stay with the Redskins.
I do believe Brian touched it last. He had a decent handle on it, and somebody tipped it out of his hand, but he may have been the last one to touch it.
Holy cow.
That was, see, 11 Ratterman threw the ball into him, and Gavin kind of gave him a little leg chuck, and let's just say made sure he was out of bounds. So,
Derek Lockefell checking back in for.
He's trying to dribble on the far out of bounds side, and Gavin wasn't giving him room to do that.
Nope, and it'll be tipped away, and Gavin Toby will come up with it up to Derek Lockefell, up to Regan Martin on the left corner. Regan will drive baseline, dish it back out to Gavin Toby. Toby,
wow. 11, Ratterman was literally fighting Toby for that pass, and there was almost punches thrown, and there was no foul called. They let that go, and then they called this other foul, which was a foul also, but coach is taking him out. I think maybe he got a little too
feisty
in there, and just let him sit down and cool down for a minute.
Regan
Martin,
good
idea.
Into Enum. Enum has top key. 40 seconds left here in the first quarter. Hands off to Regan Martin. Regan looking around, picks up his dribble, finds Enum on back cut, and he loses it. And it will go back to the Redskins.
Tried to get it inside to Ian Homan, and too many hands in between. And Ian did get a hand on it as it went out of bounds.
So Burning will bring it up for the Redskins. Guard by Russell Gale. Burning looking around, gets a screen by Plyman. Back to Plyman on the back door cut. Up, no good. So Toby comes up with it. Toby taking it strong down the right side up to Russell Gale. Russell going to put a shot up and good. 2-point basket, Russell Gale. Assist, Gavin Toby. Burning having trouble with it. Russell Gale guarding tightly. And it'll be a foul on Russell Gale.
Yeah. Technically, that probably was a foul, but that's, if you've seen Russell Gale play, he is really all over players all the time. And most of the time, that doesn't get called. Technically, he touched him, but that's.
Ratterman going to inbound it into Burning. Burning going to fire up a last second shot. Up, no good. So that will end our quarter. Here at the fort, 10-4. Indians are losing. Be back for the second half here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at the fort. Indians down at 6 here in the JV boys competition. So far, scoring for the Indians, Brian Bennett has 2 free throws, and Russell Gale has a 2-point basket that was at the end of the half or quarter. So we're about to start the second quarter here. Indians down 6, like I said. And the varsity game following up right after this. So we're about to start.
Okay, I got it sorted out here for the number 43 is correct. That is Mitchell Burning, but 34 is Nolan Burning, a freshman. And he's number 30 on the freshman roster. So a little confusing.
Just write down the regular numbers. And we're started the second quarter. Fort Laramie's giving it out to number 50. There, he's not even on the roster either. So Burning gives it into Plyman. Plyman has the ball, gonna make a move on Ben. Loses it and will be a foul called. So Ryan Post, his second, team 6. So Kobe Wendell coming in for Ryan Post. Bratterman going to inbound it into the corner. Cook fires up a shot, no good. And Bratterman comes up with it, throws it away, and Regan Martin comes up with it. So Russell Gale has the ball up to Toby into Ben. Ben will be fouled. So the Indians will pick it out under their own basket. You have 235. Brian Ben making a move. Puts up a shot up and good. So tipped away. Russell Gale coming up with it. And Russell having trouble with it, gives out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe has the ball. Gives it up to Brian Ben. Brian Ben's going to pop a shot and one. So it's going to make our score 10-8.
He needs to make a little run here finally.
Yep.
Already doubled their score in 15, or minute and 15 seconds from the whole first quarter.
I'll be on Grant Albers, his first, team's 5th. Ben's free throw is up and good. So Indians down 1 now. Ratterman gives up 2 more. Moore is in the corner, back to Ratterman. Gives over number 30 to the 54. Dishes out to Ratterman. Ratterman has the ball. Gives it to 54. 54 is going to dish out to Moore. Moore goes to dish out to Ratterman. Right side, Ratterman's going to make a move middle. Puts up a left-hand shot up. No good. Rebounded by Regan Martin. Are you going to take it their way? Regan gives over to Russell Gale. Gale will give it to Kobe Wendell. Up top to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby going to dish out to Regan Martin short. And the Redskins come up with it. It hits up. Nope. It'll be thrown out of bounds. So, and it will be tipped. So it'll stay with the Redskins. Number 11, Ratterman going inbound it. Nope, never mind. Kaiser's going to check back, check in and take it out for the Redskins. Kaiser looking around, gets into Moore. Moore's going to fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by Brian Benn. Brian's going to give it to Kobe Wendell. And yep. Kobe's going to turn it over, which he did. Charlie took a few steps after he grabbed the ball, so we'll go back to the Redskins.
Brian Benn on his back flips it to Kobe, who turned before he dribbled.
Moore going to inbound it here for the Redskins. Moore going to get it into Kaiser. Kaiser looking around, gives it back to Moore. Moore will go back middle. Give it over to number 23, Kaiser. On the right side, Kaiser's going to go middle, put up a shot up, and good. 2-1 basket, Joel Kaiser.
12-9 now.
Russell Gale going to give it in to Kobe Wendell. Kobe dribbling around, has the ball. Top of key, and he's down three here in the second quarter. Russell Gale giving it to Riley Dilworth. Dilworth to Regan Martin, tipped away, and we'll go to Moore. Moore's going to go right hand, puts up a shot up, and it'll be a charge on Moore, which Regan Martin took it. So
offensive foul, and he went right at him and kind of lowered his shoulder a little bit even, and that makes it even more likely that they'll call the offensive foul.
So Russell Gale's going to inbound it. Larmer's staying in there, man-to-man. Press.
Still press.
Gale get in to Toby. Toby going to take it all the way. Stops, hands off. Nope, gives it to a corner. Riley Dilworth to the top. Regan Martin. Regan loses it, gets it back. 3:37 here, Indians down three. Regan to the corner, going to spin move middle. Puts up a shot blocked, and he'll go line shoot two. So
I believe that's going to be on Kemper, I think.
Kemper is first, team seventh.
Seventh, Indians with six. Three and a half, halfway through the second quarter here.
Regan's first one up is good. So makes our score 12-10. Indians down two here in the second quarter. Regan, no purpose, second one here. It is up and good. So Indians down one. Indians off to a slow start first quarter, but picked up here in the second. Number 23, Kaiser, is off to number 30. And 30 is going to take another, or we're going to get another player control foul. So it will go back to the Indians.
That'll be Nolan Burning from the freshman roster. That's one that numbers actually match up. They have four or five players whose numbers are not in our program. So it makes it just a little tough.
Regan Martin has the ball. Brian Bing going to check back in on the next dead ball. Regan's going to hand it off to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby's going to spin move middle. Dishes out to Regan. Regan puts up a shot blocked and will travel.
Oh, man. He called that a travel. He shot the ball, had it out of his hands, and they locked it back into his hands, and he came down with it, and they called a travel. It's JV, and it doesn't. It's 12-11, 3:09 left in the second quarter, so it's a wrong call, but it's not a huge deal.
Number 34.
Oh, man. I probably shouldn't get so excited.
Burning. We'll get into number 54, which we'll have a number name for him, and tips away. Back up with Kaiser. Kaiser going to dish out two more. Moore's going to fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by Brian Benn. And waiting for the call. I'm guessing it's going to be a jump ball. Jump ball, which will go back to the Indians.
Didn't really indicate it, but he did point for the Indians. And they're going to switch the possession arrow. Indians get it now. And Regan's going to come out and do a little housekeeping there. Where about 8 or 10 people were on the floor. It's just that whole possession there looked like this game is starting to get a little more physical. Yep. And that won't be a good thing.
Regan Martin gives over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby middle to Kobe Wendell. Back out to Regan Martin. Regan going to get a screen by Russell Gale to the corner. Kobe Wendell tipped away and stolen by the Redskins. Moore has it. Moore going to go up. Throw across court to number 23. Joel Kaiser puts up a shot up. No good. Rebounded by
Regan Martin. Yep. So somebody was standing in front of you there. Sorry.
Regan Martin on the right side. We'll get a screen by Russell Gale. And give it back over to Russell Gale. Stolen away again by Moore. Moore's going to put up a shot. Amp, and we'll be tipped away. Russell Gale. Stay with the Redskins.
A lot of hustle. Got down there and pushed it out of his hand as he was getting ready to go up for the shot. As usual, Russell Gale everywhere on the court and going like crazy. Hands are always going and his feet are always going.
So Moore inbounded to number 23, Joel Kaiser. Will inbound it into number 54, and he will be fouled.
And the official out at center court called that, and the official underneath did not. It probably was a foul, but in the MAC, you don't usually call those. So in the MAC, that's just a good block. So it's 13-11 with the made foul shot. This is number 54, and we do not have his name because it is one of five of their players that have been on the court already that their numbers were not in our roster that they sent us for the program.
Second one is up, no good. Rebound by Moore. Moore's on lower shoulder, puts up a shot up, no good. Rebound by Russell Gale. Russell's going to go left side, slows up. Nope, he'll go baseline, and he will be fouled.
He was getting bumped all the way down the court. I'm surprised they didn't call that.
So,
looked like that one was on maybe Mitchell Burning.
Nolan Burning,
okay.
His second team's ninth. So, Russell Gale go line shoot 1-1. 1-1. Number 11, Jake Braderman going to check back in.
Regan Martin high for that rebound.
Yep, back out to Gavin Toby, to Derek Lontefeld, to the corner. Regan Martin. Regan's going to drive and he'll dish out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe to Regan Martin. Regan top the key. Dribbling around. 1:30 left here in the second quarter. Regan loses it, and they will stay with the Indians.
Yep. Yeah. See, number 15, that's another one, I don't have his name. Tipped it away, and we can let it go on out of bounds.
Regan Martin's going to inbound it. Nope.
Yep, we were about a three and a half or four count, and we called a timeout there to save that. So
we're going to take a break here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians down two in the here in the JV boys competition. Minute 24 left here in the second quarter.
Played well in the second quarter. First quarter, we only had 4 points.
And Regan Martin will inbound it to Gavin Toby. Toby will go right side. Throw it out to Russell Gale. Gale looking around, goes baseline, puts up a shot up. No, and good.
Hit the rim four times and fell through.
So that's an entire game here. Braderman has the ball. Get a screen by Kaiser. Kaiser back to Kaiser, and he'll fire up a long three up. No good. Rebounded by, nope, it'll be tipped out, and we'll go back to the Indians. So Indians have a chance to take the lead here.
Yep, just under a minute, 55 seconds. And, of course, still with not quite a press, but not as tight as they had been the whole
game.
Reagan Martin will give it up to Gavin Toby across his half court and gives it, and that is a horrible pass.
Very lazy pass, and two defenders were in between there.
Moore's going to hit number 30. Not sure who he is, and another player control foul, so yep. He'll go back to the Indians.
Another one where he made a little jump move and then leaned into the defender.
That foul was on Nolan Marning. So Reagan Martin has it. They're still in their zone press, the Redskins. And Gavin Toby going to throw it up to Lockefell, tipped away, and we'll go back to Moore. Moore has it, gives it to the corner. All right, Ratterman, two more. Over to number 30, Nolan Marning. Russell Gale, and it will be a foul on Russell Gale. And they'll go line shoot 1-1.
Yep. He tipped that loose and then got fouled when he dove to the floor trying to get the ball. So 10 team fouls for Redskins, 8 for the Indians.
His first one up is no good. Rebound by Reagan Martin. Still tie game, 13 all. Reagan has the ball, gives it up to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby loses, gets it back to Russell Gale. Russell put up a shot with a wow.
Wow, that's Derek Lockefeld. Oh, Derek Lockefeld, he thought that was a last second shot. There's still 6 seconds. But he made what I would call maybe a hook shot from the right corner. And it banked off and in. That was awesome.
So we're going to take a break here.
Indians leading
at halftime. So we'll be back right after this here in the Four Recovery Internet Radio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at halftime of the JV contest, Indians with their first lead of the game with what was supposed to be a desperation shot at the buzzer, but there are still 6 seconds left by Derek Lochtefeld from the corner with a bank-in hook shot three. As I said, he thought that the clock was down to zero, but it was still at six. And turns and throws one in desperation off the backboard into the rim, and the Indians lead 16-13 now. The first quarter score was 10-4 in favor of the Fort Laramie Redskins, and the Indians weren't doing much. Redskins, when they made a basket or any chance they got, they were doing basically a full-court zone press. And Indians were not able to break it. A lot of bad passes, a lot of stolen passes, and Indians not doing well. Then the second quarter, we came out and did a little better. Fort Laramie only scored 3 points in the second quarter. Indians scored 12. So Indians now with the with a three-point lead here at halftime, and momentum definitely going our way. I was just mentioning while Reese was doing the getting the program numbers straightened out.
Finally got it.
I think we have it now. So I was mentioning the
and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. For the Indians, they only don't have all of them up there, but we'll give you the scoring stats on the board right now. Brian Bennett has 7, number 22, Derek Lagerfeld has 3 off that last second, and number 4, Regan Martin has 2, and that does not get 16, so we're missing 4 points. And Redskins have 13, so the Indians got the lead back at probably 6 seconds left in the second quarter off of Derek Lagerfeld desperation 3.
Yep.
So,
and Indians doing a little better at breaking that zone press, but part of it was Fort Laramie wasn't making the shots, so they couldn't set up that press. So that helped us quite a bit. So we'll see how this second half goes. We're still 4.5 minutes from the second half, but we looked a lot better in that second quarter, but we still had a couple of times where we just threw very lazy passes that I kind of felt like I could climb down out of the stands and walk around the scorer's table and intercept the pass myself. So we got to be a little better passes, a little sharper passes. Unless Johnson's over there just throwing in threes like nobody's business. I think that's 4 in a row. That one didn't touch the net, or the rim, and barely touched the net. Just right straight down through. That one got hit by another ball, so that one didn't go through. So less is hot. Ooh, that one bounced off the rim. That one didn't get bumped. Indians, I thought, played pretty well. It's a pretty scrappy game. There's a couple of times when it looked like it might get physically out of control. And the refs were letting them play, but it was starting to get pretty. There's some pushing and some elbowing and some pretty, what looked like pretty serious contact. So I hope that doesn't continue, because somebody might get hurt, and neither one of these teams needs anybody getting hurt. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two, and be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. A little over a minute to go before the start of the second half. Indians leading 16-13. If you're a regular listener, you know that Reese Rogers wasn't here last Saturday. Reese, you're up in Michigan, weren't you?
Yeah. I officially have signed to play... To continue my athletic career and academic career at Muskegon Community College for 2 years. If I pick that many, I can leave after one to go to a Division One or Division Two after that.
So you're going to go play baseball.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, we all knew you were going to do that. It's just a matter of when and where.
Yeah, everyone looks forward, at least in an athlete, always signing the paper. And I got pictures done, and I got all my gear. So I got a few hats I have. So
I like it.
So it should be interesting. I mean, I'll be four plus hours away from home, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, you'll be just fine. We'll miss you, but we're awful proud of you. Anybody that has watched him pitch over the last couple of years, you know he was going to go play baseball somewhere because he loves the game and he's really good at it. So, Muskingum College?
Community College, yeah.
Muskingum Community College, and he'll be starting there in the fall. Congratulations, Reese.
Bernie has the ball, gives it to the corner to number 23, Kaiser. Back up top to number 35, Kemper. Kemper will hand it off to Bernie. Bernie gives it to the corner to Kaiser. Kaiser or into Plyman. Plyman's going to make a move up. No good. And give it out back out to number 23, Kaiser, and will be fouled. So that'll be the Indians' first foul. Russell Gale, his third. Yeah. Team's first of the half.
If you watch Russell Gale play, his hands are all over the place, and a lot of times there is some contact. So
the Forlorn will get into number 35, Kemper, up to Burning into Plyman. Plyman's going to make a move, gives it back out to Burning. Burning's going to make a move, dish out to number 23, Kaiser. Kaiser's going to make a move, middle, puts up a left-hand hook shot, no good, rebounded by Kaiser. Kaiser back out to number 11, Ratterman, over to number 23, Kaiser, back to Ratterman. Ratterman into Plyman. Plyman has the ball, gives it to number 34, Burning. Burning cross court to number 11, Ratterman. Looking into the post, not there. Plyman will fire up a long two up and good. So it cuts the deficit to one for the Redskins.
6'7".
Yep,
that's 16 footer.
Ryan Post has the ball. Gives it over to Gavin Toby on the floor for Needs. Now Ryan Post, Gavin Toby, Russell Gale, Regan Martin, and Brian Benn. Yep. Ryan Post will be fouled by number 11, Jake Ratterman. That'll be his second, team's second and a half.
Yep, he was.
Or team's first.
He was
half.
Riding him a little bit. And that's a legitimate foul. Sometimes they don't call it. But.
So Ryan Post is going inbound it to Brian Benn. Brian will put up a shot and good. 2-point basket, Brian Benn. Number 34, Burning's going to bring up the ball, gives it, nope, and will be fouled by Russell Gale. Russell?
That was very little contact, I thought, but yeah, as I said, he's
fourth.
He's pretty handsy, and
wow,
they're calling it tight now.
Russell Gale are going to take a seat. Kobe Wendell comes back in.
Kobe's just about the same as Russell as far as all over the place and...
Number 23, Kaiser has the ball. Hits the number 35, Kemper. Kemper is going to put up a shot and be a blocking foul, so he'll go to the line shooting two. So, foul will be on Regan Martin. His second team, second of the half, team's third of the half. So, Kemper's going to line shooting two. His first one is up and good. So
18-16 now. Indians still with a 2-point lead.
Meyer checks in for Laramie. Kemper at the line. Still got a second.
His second one is up and no good. Rebound by Brian Benn. Brian Benn's going to hand it off to Regan Martin and take it the other way. Regan has the ball, gives it over to Brian Post, and he traveled. Yes, he did.
Yep. He
kind of tripped over his own feet.
Yeah, kind of lost his footing there. Not sure exactly what happened, but it was a travel.
So they'll get it into number 30, Meyer, into Burning. Burning, guarded heavily by Kobe Wendell, gives it over to number 30, Meyer. Meyer's on drive middle, dish it back out to Burning. Burning has the ball, gets a screen by number 35, Kemper, to climb into the left side to number 23, Joel Kaiser. And Kaiser's going to take it to the hoop, puts him shy and will be fouled, so he'll go to the line shooting two, so he can tie the game here in the third quarter with 4:59 left.
Just under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Kaiser's first one up is good.
18-17 now. Indians lead down to one. One more chance.
I actually seen this. Both these teams play Bakken's over at Fort Laramie. I mean, Bakken's name. Yeah, no, it was actual league game.
Oh, okay.
And the weird thing is, Shelby County has, like, not that many teams where you play each team twice for a league game. So you play at their place and you play at home.
Yep.
Which, that's not too bad.
No.
That's different from the MAC. You only play with them once at either the places. So
back in the Mercer County League years ago, you always played everybody twice, home and away, and it was great.
I think that's pretty nice, to be honest. Because it's, I don't know if really, I wouldn't say a fan of home court advantage is really much. I mean, varsity basketball it is, but JV game it's really.
But it does almost always guarantee a big crowd.
Yeah.
At both places.
I don't, it doesn't, at least when I played basketball, it didn't really bother me if I was at their place or at ours. I really like, to be honest, at least the baseball standpoint, I would rather almost be away because it's just a different feeling and you don't get to, you always practice at your home place. So, I mean, it's nothing different. So,
So, Fort Laramie with a score and it's 20-20.
Wow.
And Ryan Post promptly comes down and sinks a three pointer. Indians leading 23-20 with 4:03 left here in the third quarter.
Number 30, Meyer has the ball, going to go middle. Puts up a five-footer up and good. Good looking shot there. Yep. Martin going in.
Nobody really contested him because they've been calling fouls in there. And
to Ryan Post. Ryan Post going to get tipped away. Burning's going to come up with it. Or Meyer. Yep, Meyer. And they're going to call a timeout.
Yep.
So we'll take one with them here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. 30.
Need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
And we're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. 23-22 is our score. So Chase Bruns is going to be joining me here. And Indians are up one, 23-22. They get into Burning. Burning crossing half court. I'll do Fort Laramie. Burning has the ball. Is it stolen by Regan Martin? He's going to take it the other way. Right-hand layer up and good. Two-point basket. Regan Martin sends the lead to three. Fort Laramie going to take it their way. Number 34, Burning has the ball. Burning will get it over to Plyman. Over to number 30. Meyer back to Burning. Plyman is a 6'6".
What?
That Plyman kid, 52, 6'6".
Really?
Yeah. And it looked like... I can't see the number yet. Number 35, Kemper, got an and one, so he'll go line shooting four.
About 6'6", 100 pounds.
Chase Bruns, you know, a little layup from a nap or what?
Probably about 6 hour and a half. No, not really. I'm going to watch Butler at 2:30 and just kind of relax.
So Kemper go line shooting another. Riley Dilworth checking in for Regan Martin. 25-24 is our score. Kemper has a chance to tie it. He's going to fire up a shot, and it is good. So we got a tie game here with 3:15 left here in the third. Number 54, Albers, checking in for number 35, Kemper. And number 30, Meyer, checking in for Burning.
Ryan Post take it out for the Indians. He gets it into the sideline. Gavin Toby. He gives it back to Ryan. He dribbles it up. Drives left. Now kicks it out to Dilworth. He gets it in the left corner. Now back up top to Gavin Toby. Swings it over to Kobe Wendell at the top of the key. Now swings it over to Ryan. Now gets it into Ben. Ben will get it stripped away, but ball will... We're going to have a foul on Fort Laramie going for the ball.
Number 30, Meyer.
You sure this is on?
I can hear you.
I want those. Ryan Post inbounds it to Gavin Toby.
Gavin Toby will put up a shot. Up and good. Two-point basket. Gavin Toby. So Laramie will take it back their way. Jake Ratterman has the ball. Top of the key, guard by Kobe Wendell. Number 30, Meyer gives it to Plyman over to left side, Ratterman. Ratterman will hit Plyman on cut, and Ryan Ben will tackle him.
No foul called. That's incredible.
And it's going to go back to the Indians. Wow. At least if you're not going to call foul, give him back the ball. I mean, yeah. Geez, some beats.
That was obvious. Ryan Post inbounds. Gets it in the last second, but Plyman comes up with it for Laramie.
Plyman will give it over two more. Top the key, Jake Ratterman. Jake's going to fire up a three. And no good. Rebound by Gavin. No ball on the ball. It'll be a jump ball. So it will go to the Indians. Number 23, Kaiser checking back in. And number 35, Kemper for Plyman. And it looks like Coach Overton's going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here in a Fort Cover Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mark pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here, Fort Sutt Fieldhouse. Indians JV boys competition up two.
Because it's not even close to yours.
So, 2:15 left here in the third quarter. I honestly can't hear you.
The microphone volumes aren't the same.
Can you hear yourself now?
Now I can, because you didn't have them on the same volume. You had yours like double what mine was. Come on, Reeves.
I could hear you just fine.
I can't hear myself. I can hear myself. We're good. Ryan Post, take it out for the Indians. Now, Indians trail by two. 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
First quarter was rough, Chase. The first half was rough. Derek Lockenfeld, 6 seconds left, turns around, jumper, banked off the backboard, and didn't even know where the basket was at. Chucked up a shot, up and good. The end in that gave the Indians a 2-point lead.
Dilworth for three in the corner, and up, no good. Rebounded Brian Benn. He turns over his right shoulder, up off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie.
Kemper will give it up to number 11, Ratterman. Ratterman going behind the back, gives it across court to 30. Meyer up and good. 3-point basket, Meyer.
Ryan Post dribble up against this 1-2-2 three-quarters court press by Fort Laramie. Oh my goodness, over and back. Did you not see that? They called it 10 seconds and it'll get to Fort Laramie, but he was over and back before that.
Missed a good one last night, Chase. Missed a good one.
I saw it at WSN 10:30. I watched the whole game. I don't know how that wasn't an and one. That's ridiculous.
Number 54, Albers has it. Gives it to Ratterman. Ratterman to number 35, Kemper to the corner. up top back to Albers. Albers on drive mill, dish out to number 23, Kaiser. Kaiser out to number 30.
Another open shot.
Meyer up, no good. Rebound by Brian Benn.
Get them elbows out, big boy. Pop someone here. They're fighting him for it. I mean, he's got to get that ball strong. Post drives in, spins middle, up and blocked, but we'll have a foul. That'll send Ryan to the line to shoot two free throws. I mean, Ben's about getting it stolen from him. He's got to get it that strong.
Seeing good old Joey Bruns at the swim meet today, Chase. I actually heard the girls' swim team won the MAC, so congratulations to them. MAC champs. I've seen on about four or five different stories.
They didn't get the trophy right, or they didn't get the plaque right or something?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Did they not get it right or what?
It said Coldwater Invitational.
I did see that. I didn't.
What's up with that?
That's awful.
Ryan's first one, or that's his. The second one missed. Rebound tipped away. And it'll be Fort Laramie's ball. We got a tight ball game, 53 seconds.
Then went over during a senior presentation, went over and watched some wrestling.
Yep. I went to that last year, and about halfway, I'm like, I'm going to go watch some wrestling.
Number 34.
That didn't last too long.
No, remember when we seen that kid's shoulder pop out plays? That was awful. Number 23. Kaiser, you probably don't remember it because your memories of those.
No clue what you're talking. I don't think I was there. Ryan Post dribbles to the right side. Now back up top to Gavin Toby. Gavin will shoot the three and good.
I don't see him shoot many threes off.
No, but that's a big one. The Indians take the lead by three. 20 seconds left in the third.
Burning will hand it off to number 23, Kaiser, back to Burning. Into Plyman. Plyman's going to make a move middle. Put up a right-handed hook. Up and good. Not in bad form there, Chase.
That was a good-looking play, and there's no way we're going to stop that. 6-6 just right in.
So we're going to take a break here as Fort Laramie calls the timeout. We'll be back right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians up one here in the JV boys competition in the third quarter with 10 seconds left. Ryan Post will inbound it for the Indians. He has the baseline, so he can run up and down. 31-30, our score.
North go deep. We get it into Ben on the sideline. Now over to Ryan, and it got tipped away. Fort Laramie gets it.
Burning
2 seconds.
Gives over to Kaiser. Kaiser going to put up a shot?
No.
No good. So that's going to end our quarter. Indians lead it 31-30. So we'll be back after this here to start the fourth quarter.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT-1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians up one here in the JV boys competition.
54 looks like he's a little late to the party with the mullet. He looks like he just started that
54.
Yesterday. I mean, come on now.
Their varsity has about three or four.
Yeah, those are deadly.
Moral hit. Number 23, Kaiser. Kaiser back out to Moore.
50's Moore. Got the perm, though. Look at that.
Burning. You know, fire up a long three up. No good. Rebound by Regan Martin.
Regan will bring it up. Against Fort Laramie's man-to-man defense. Now ball goes over to Ryan Post on the left wing. Top of the key, Ben. Now over to Gavin. Gavin has it on the right wing, looking around. Now dribbles, lobs it into Ben. Ben collects it, puts it up, gets blocked, rebounded for Laramie.
Burning has it. That is Meyer. The Burning over to Moore. Moore's on fire, up a three up, no good. Rebound by Ryan Post.
Ryan brings it up. Now pushes up the left side to Martin. Martin on drive baseline, now backs it out. Now gets stolen away, but we're going to have a foul. Probably was.
Yep. Regan was waiting for it, so.
Stay with the Indians. So take it out in their own basket.
BFL number 30, Meyer. Russell Gale checking in for Riley Dilworth. On the floor for the Indians now, Gavin Toby, Russell Gale, Riley Dilworth, Brian Benn, and Regan Martin. Blyman checking back in for number 30, Meyer. Russell Gale's on fire, up a three up off the side of the backboard. Rebound by number 23, Kaiser. Kaiser's is going to take it back his way. Guarded by Ryan Post. Gives in to number 35, Kemper. Kemper and then will travel. So we'll go back to the Indians.
Indians up by one still. Reagan Martin will trigger it in. He's looking for someone. Finds Ryan Post. Fort Laramie, a little full court, man-to-man. Post will dribble around against the Fort Laramie defense. Now backs it out to Regan Martin. Regan Martin on the right wing. Thinks about a three. Doesn't put it up. Now tries to get it inside, but goes out of bounds. Didn't have a good angle.
Nope.
And it just Ben had no chance at that one. Ball goes out of bounds to Fort Laramie.
Climel will get it into Burning. Burning guard by Russell Gale. Russell Gale had 4 fouls in three quarters.
Really?
Moore has the ball, top of the key, gives over to number 35, Kemper to the Burning. Burning will come around the screen, give it to Plyman. Plyman over to number 23, Kaiser. Kaiser up top to number 35, Kemper. Over to Moore. Moore has the ball, thinking, thought about three, gives over to Plyman to Kaiser. Kaiser gives it back to Plyman, will put up a shot, and a player control foul.
Nice.
We've had 4 charges tonight already.
Really?
Yeah. So it will go back to the Indians of a Plyman player control foul. So Regan Martin will inbound it for the Indians.
Finds Gavin Toby. Now back to Martin. Martin brings it up. Down the left side of the court. Guarded by Moore. Regan on the left wing. Swings it to Russell Gale on the Gale in the corner. Back up to Gavin. Gavin skips it to Regan. Regan for three in the right corner up. No good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. We're going to have a foul on Ryan Post. That'll be a 16 foul, so Fort Laramie will take it out.
Kobe Wendell come back in for Brian Benn. Redskins will get it into Burning. Burning has the ball, gives up to Moore. Moore will give it over to Kaiser. Kaiser will drive left. Bring it back out, give it over to Moore on the right side. Moore will go middle, dish out to number 30. Meyer puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Ryan Post.
Ryan brings it up the right side of the court. Then he gives it over to Kobe Wendell at the top. Kobe looking around. Now gives it over to Regan. Regan on the right wing. Will drive middle. Now picks up his dribble. Back out to Ryan. Ryan drives baseline now.
Stolen away.
Tries to get it to Kobe, but stolen.
And Burning will give it up to Moore. 4 minutes left here. Indians up one. Moore will fire it into number 35. Kemper will put up a shot. Will be fouled. So he'll go to line shooting two. Foul will be on number 3, Kobe Wendell. His second, team seventh of the half. So Kemper will go line shoot two. Kemper puts up first one up and good. Makes her score 31 all. Number 54, Albers checks back in for Fort Laramie.
Camp Rogues second here. Camper putting up his shot. Up. No good. Front end. No good. Rebounded by Kobe Wendell.
Kobe gets a foul.
I mean, Kobe's about what? What does it say on him?
5'9".
5'9", 89 pounds, right?
I mean, he's thin.
Yeah. So, Indians will get the ball.
Martin inbound. Gets it to Ryan Post. Full court man-to-man. Ryan Post brings it up. He'll cross half court. Now picks up his dribble at the elbow. Kicks out to Regan. Regan over to Kobe. Kobe on the left wing. Looks inside. Now bags it out. And swings it over to Gavin. Gavin on the right wing. Broke that kid's ankles. He drives right. Gets it blocked. I mean, I heard all ball from here, but we're going to have a foul. Get two shots out of Gavin. Gavin Toby at the line. Puts up his first one off the back. No good.
Plenty of games coming up next week for the Indians, both boys and girls. Girls host Franklin Monroe. JV games only two quarters. Thursday, girls will host Parkway. Friday, the boys will head to Parkway. Saturday, the boys and girls are both at Miss Sinewall Valley. Girls start at 1, and the boys start at 6. So if you can't make it, turn on Fort Recovery Radio.
Gavin's second one is up and almost banks it in. He gets his own rebound, though.
That's a true foul, yeah. Foul be on number 30, Meyer. Popcorn ain't good tonight.
It's pretty solid. So Gavin Toby gets his own rebound, gets fouled, so it'll send him to the line shooting 1-1. Front end's up. And rolls around to him good. Gavin will get one more. Indians up by one. 32-31. Gavin's second one's up and no good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie.
Albers will give it over to Burning. Burning has the ball. Gives over to number 11, Jake Radiman, to the corner to the number 30, Meyer. Back to number 54, Albers. Albers will make a spin move baseline up.
Good
move by Albers. Gives them 2 points. So the Redskins take back the lead, 33-32.
Kobe Wendell walks the ball up for the Indians. He dribbles left, now backs out. Picks up his dribble and over to Ryan. Ryan on the right wing. He'll dribble handoff to Martin. Martin loses it, but regains possession. He's at the top of the key, swings it over to Gavin. Gavin drives middle, now dumps it off to Ben. Ben has it inside, and he's traveling about 3 times. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded for the Army.
Burning has it. Gives it over to into Albers. Back out to Burning. Burning fires up a three, no good. Rebound by Brian Bim. Bim will give it up to Kobe Wendell. 2:24 left. Redskins up one. Kobe will give it over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it. Will give it, hand it off to Gavin Toby. Toby. Nope. Coach O's going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solution. Reasoner Energy, Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians down one. JV boys competition between the Fort Laramie Redskins and your Fort Recovery Indians. On the floor for the Indians now, Regan Martin, Russell Gale, Brian Ben, Gavin Toby, and Ryan Post. So, Indians one bounce right in front of Coach O. Like I said, Indians down one.
Ball goes in the backcourt to Ryan Post. Ryan gets a ball screen from Gale. Now Ryan gives it over to Martin. Martin thinks about the three in the corner. Nothing there. Ball reversed all the way around to Gavin Toby. Tries to get inside to Ben. We get poked away. It'll stay with the Indians. Regan's got to be ready to shoot.
Yeah.
Martin inbound. Gets it up. Out top to Gavin.
Leading score for the Indians tonight, Brian Benn with 11.
Tries to get another Martin. Martin dribbles back up to the top. Martin spins, now drives middle. Now pump fakes, puts up a shot, no good.
Rebound for Army. Bernie will give it up to Moore. Moore backs it back out, gives it to Bernie over to the corner, number 20 or 11, Ratterman. Over to Albers, up to Moore. Moore will drive right-handed, put up a shot, and will be fouled. So he'll go line shooting two. Foul will be on number 10. Ryan Post, his fourth, team's eighth. Moore will go line shooting two. So the Fort Laramie Redskins have a chance to extend their lead. Moore's first one up is good. So makes their score 34-32. Number 30, Meyer checking back in for Ratterman. Indians down two, 1:32 left here in the fourth quarter. Moore's second one is up and good. So Indians down three.
Minute and a half to go. Ryan Post brings it up. On the right side of the floor, he'll drive. Tries to drive baseline, now backs it out. Gives it over to Gavin. Gavin will shoot the three. No good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Thought
Moore.
Gale was going to get it, but tipped out of his hands.
Moore will give it over to Burning.
Wasn't the greatest shot by Gavin. That's offensive.
Burning will give it over to Moore.
How? This guy is off.
He's been bad all night. Burning has the ball. Gives it back to Moore. Moore will give it into number 35.
There we go.
Kemper up.
You don't need a three. That's it. Why is Fort Laramie fouling?
Not sure. So Regan will go line shoot two.
We'll take it. I mean, that's the best situation.
One call he had earlier. Regan Martin was going up for a shot. The ball comes out of his hands. A kid blocks it. Regan comes back down with equals a travel.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Well,
and Coach O about lost his pants.
Martin's at the line shooting 1-1. His first one's up and misses it. Or a foul on the rebound. That'll send 54 Albers.
That actually isn't awful.
No, we just got to make free throws, guys. Yeah. I mean, I just watched Gavin go 1-4 and then Regan misses his front end. I mean, we should be winning this game.
Yep, so Coach is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Fort Sight Fieldhouse, 35-32. And one of the Redskins are going to line shoot 1-1. RC game coming up right after this.
Any idea how this guy's been from the foul line?
No clue. Not a single clue.
We need a miss.
Albers,
need at least one miss.
Albers going to line. 1-1 opportunity. Front end is up. No good. Rebounded by Ryan Post.
Ryan will take it up the right side of the court. Now he'll drive middle. Now he kicks out to Regan. Regan will drive.
What are you doing?
Throws it out of bounds. Oh, boy. Indians get their missed free throw, and then they throw it away.
Yep. Albers is going inbound and for Fort Laramie. We'll get it into Moore.
Keep him back there.
46 seconds left. Indians
now foul.
Yep, foul now. Foul now, Ryan. Nope, Moore still has the ball. Foul!
Now the... Yep.
Nope. Coach. Fort Laramie coach going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse, 35-32. Indians down three. Fort Laramie's going inbound on number 54, Albers. 38.4 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Like I said, Indians down three. Albers is going to get it into Burning. Burning will then be fouled by Russell Gale. So he'll go to the line shooting two. That'll be Russell Gale's fifth. So Brian Ben going to check back in for Russell Gale. Good game by Russell Gale, really. I mean, he had foul trouble, but he played hard. So
yep, he always does.
Burning going to go line shoot two. Burning's front end is up and good. Extends lead to four. Number 35, Kemper, going to check back in for number 23, Kaiser. Burning still has one more. 37 seconds left here in the fourth. Kemper smiths it. Second one up.
And off of Gavin's leg.
So we'll stay with the Redskins. Kaiser come back in for Kemper. Moore will inbound it.
Need a steal.
Yep, we do. Moore is going to get it into number 34, Burning. Burning
got a foul.
And Regan Martin is going to foul him. So Burning will go back to the line. That'll be Regan Martin's fourth. Team's tenth. Burning will go to line shoot two. First one up is no good. Or good. Did I say no good?
I think so.
Golly. It's good. My bad. So Burning will get a second.
37-32.
Yep. Second one up is no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby, and it'll be a foul. So that's not too bad. Gavin Toby's got to go down and make these two, though.
Holy cow.
I'm not sure. That should be a jump ball.
It was a jump ball, but I don't know why Fort Laramie's being so aggressive.
I mean, they just back off.
Yeah. And they're up five, and now you send them to the line after no time goes off the clock and gives them two free throws. Granted, Gavin Toby, hopefully he makes these. He had too much luck in line tonight.
That'll make us down three, so.
Yeah, it'd be huge here. Well, better off banking him. He's been long. There it is. Oh, missed it.
Riley Dilworth checking back in
for Brian Benn.
Got to make a free throw, guys.
Lyman checking back in for the Redskins, 6'6". Freshman. It says 6'7 on this paper.
Really?
6'7 freshman. Wow.
Gavin Steglin's up and good.
Cuts the lead to four. Albers is going inbound in.
We have two guys guarding one.
Burning will be fouled by Regan Martin. That will be his fifth. So that will bring back in Ben.
Ben for offense, yep.
So we have two players fouled out, Russell Gale and Regan Martin. Burning will go to the line, shoot two. Burning's first one up and good. Makes their score 38-33. Fort Laramie winning. And
there we go. Bringing him off the line.
Yep, no. No need to foul this time.
No.
Burning second one up. No good.
And they foul. What? Holy cow. What are they doing? We're getting opportunities.
We just got to make a free
make
throw.
Free throws. Jesus.
So Riley Dillworth will go line shoot two. Indians down five.
And right off the rim, no good. I think we need to work on our free throws.
Yep, I do too.
Dilworth, get one more. Indians down five. Second one's up, and good.
Indians down four. They get into Plyman. Plyman will hit off the brain. He will be fouled, so he'll go back down and shoot two free throws. That'll be Ryo Dilworth's first foul. Remember the varsity game coming up right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Burning's first one up is good. So that makes the score 39-34 with 23 seconds left here. Second one up is good, so takes their lead eight or six. Ryan Post gonna take the ball for recovery. Ryan gonna try to get up a shot up and good. 2-point basket, Ryan Post. And Coach O's gonna take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians down four. Remember the varsity game coming up right after this. Good, pretty good Fort Laramie team against your Fort Recovery Indians. Indians lost a tough one last night. Chase, I said you watched the game, and I mean, I thought that shot by PG was in, but nope, it rolls back out.
I know. He had a good look. I mean, 10-footer off the glass. I'd say 9 times out of 10 he makes those.
Yeah. So we're about to finish up this JV game. Like I said, the Indians are down a four with 14 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. On the floor for the Indians now, Kobe Wendell, Riley Dilworth, Brian Benn, Ryan Post, and Gavin Toby. Albers is going to inbound it for the Redskins. Albers going to get it in to Moore. Moore then will be fouled. So he'll go back down, shoot two. That'll be Ryan Post.
That's three foul out players now.
Jeez. So Derek Leichtfeld checking back in. And more goal line shooting two. More at the line. First one up and good. Makes our score 41-36. His second one up and no good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby going to take it back his way. 10 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Gavin Toby's going to put the shot. No good. Rebound by Plyman. Throws it back in. Goes off for Indian. So we'll go back to the Redskins. Number 30. Meyer checking back in for more. I'm guessing the Indians hopefully will not foul now. So,
yep. 4 seconds left.
Albers going to inbound it.
They might foul him.
Down five with 4 seconds left.
Well,
and Burning's going to have it. And this game's going to be done. So, Indians JV team loses. We'll be back after this to talk about and get ready for the varsity competition here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here. JV Boys competition. Game is now over. Fort Laramie gets out of here with a win. Chase, at least what you've seen, what Indians, like you said, Indians got to work on their free throws.
Yeah, I didn't see the first half, but I mean, second half we competed. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty good Fort Laramie JV team, and for us to hang with them and even not even playing our greatest, I mean, we struggled offensively, didn't really score a whole lot. I mean, nothing from the outside that we really got going or the inside, so. Yeah, free throws. We would have been in that game if we had knocked down some free throws. I think Gavin was missed about three or four of them, and Dilworth and someone else. So
we're going to take our break here, and we'll be back here in a few for the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Stay tuned here for the Varsity game here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.